In the news this month, images of Io's plasma wake, evidence of water vapour around a hot Jupiter, an ancient galaxy seen at the end of the Dark Ages. A new observational technique has revealed the extent of the plasma wake generated by Jupiter's moon Io. Due to the extensive volcanic activity on the moon, Io's atmosphere contains a small but significant amount of sodium, which emits two spectral lines in the visible part of the spectrum, familiar as the yellow-orange glow from sodium street lighting. Some of the atmospheric plasma of Io is captured by Jupiter itself, and forms a large ionized nebula which orbits along with Io itself. Normal spectral imaging techniques are not useful for tracing the extent of this nebula due to its faintness. Mapping the sodium corona and orbital wake of Io requires imaging of faint clouds near to two much brighter objects, Jupiter and Io. A team of astronomers led by Michael Mendillo at Boston University developed a way to image these clouds using a variation of the technique known as lucky imaging, whereby many short exposures are taken and only the sharpest are combined to produce a final image with minimal effects caused by atmospheric seeing. They observed Io by passing the light from a 3.67-meter telescope on Hawaii through a beam splitter and recording video of both white light and sodium light simultaneously. They then used the sharpest images from the white light recordings to align and combine the sodium images, producing images of the clouds around Io with a higher resolution than a single long exposure could provide. Their images show that Io has both a spherical ionized corona and an ionized wake which trails behind the moon in its orbit around Jupiter. Astronomers using the Spitzer Space Telescope have detected evidence of water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting a star known as HD 189733. The gas planets in our own solar system formed far enough from the Sun that simple molecules such as methane could exist as ices, but studying the atmospheres of planets outside the solar system is more difficult. In the case of HD 189733, the plane of the orbit of the planet is oriented so that the planet transits in front of the star during each orbit. By studying the starlight which passes through the edges of the planet's atmosphere, the group, led by Giovanna Tinetti, detected a signature of water by comparing the effective sizes of the planet's disk at 5.8 and 3.6 microns. Water absorbs more at 5.8 microns than it does at 3.6 microns, so the variation in the apparent size of the planet is linked to the amount of water vapor present. The amount of water vapor inferred from these measurements is almost four times larger than that predicted by planetary models. This could be due to a larger amount of water than expected, but the astronomers suggest that the difference may be due to the high temperatures in the planet's atmosphere, where water molecules are predicted to have extra absorption features not seen in laboratory experiments carried out on the Earth at lower temperatures. Using the technique of gravitational lensing, a group of astronomers have discovered some of the oldest, most distant galaxies ever seen. The light from these galaxies is thought to have been emitted when the universe was only 500 million years old, over 13 billion years ago. The light from these galaxies is so faint that they cannot be detected using current telescopes without the help of the lensing effect. Using one of the 10-meter Keck telescopes on Hawaii, the astronomers, led by Richard Ellis at Caltech, observed massive clusters of galaxies, searching for the faint light of distant background galaxies, which is lensed and magnified by the gravitational potential of the foreground cluster. These galaxies are interesting to cosmologists because they probe the so-called epoch of reionization, the period when the neutral hydrogen filling the universe became ionized and transparent. And finally, the Greenwich Observatory opened a new planetarium at the end of June. Rather than a traditional dome, the Peter Harrison Planetarium is constructed inside a large cone which appears to rise at an angle out of the ground in front of the much older observatory buildings. The angle of the inclination of the top of the cone is 51.5 degrees, the latitude of Greenwich, so that a line inscribed up the side acts as a line of sight towards the North Star.
The news for August 2007 was written and presented by Megan Argo. Music was provided by Zoe Blade.